around the world. We are the best.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up into Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him just high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30-23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good evening to all of you here on scoresbroadcast.com from a loud and noisy Baker Middle School Gym in Fairborn. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, and we've got the Sydney Yellow Jackets in action versus the Fairborn Skyhawks. Should be an outstanding game. Fairborn has won four in a row to climb to 7-6 on the year. Sydney 9-3 after losing the last two to Fairmont and Centerville. The Yellow Jackets won 9 of their first 10. Andre Gordon continues to lead Sydney in scoring, 21 points a game, although he will face a supreme test tonight. A very quick Fairborn team will guard Gordon very closely. Andre will need as much support as he can get. Chuck McBee alongside. Chuck, a lot of history in this place. It goes way back. These two clubs, Sydney and Fairborn, began playing in the mid-1950s. Games here, games up in Sydney in the old gym. And it's a 27-15 series in favor of Sydney. Fairborn, though, has won 6 of the last 7. We expect a hotly contested, very close game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking for. Sydney, not very big. I mean, that's one of the problems. And you were showing me before the game, their three-point shooting has been horrible. Let's just be honest about it. And we saw Andre Gordon have a real nice three-point shooting night in Bell Fountain. But that's not his strength. His strength is that he is so athletic, he can put the ball on the floor. And what Sydney's got to do tonight is get some steals, run the floor, get some easy baskets against this Fairborn team.
Now, this is not a division game. Fairborn is 7-6 on the year, 5-2 in the GWOC South, second place in the GWOC South behind Trotwood. Meanwhile, Sydney, as we noted, 9-3, 7-0 are the Yellow Jackets in the GWOC North, in first place ahead of Greenville, which has two setbacks. So it's not a division game, yet it's a very important game. From here on, Chuck, the rest of the year, the seeding is important. The draw come tournament time, and you need to gather as many victories as you can to get the benefit of a good seed. And then conceivably you play a slightly weaker opponent in round one and get a good draw, maybe even for round two.
Well, there'll be some teams that want to avoid Sydney. I mean, this is a good basketball team.
Yep.
Probably the best thing about the season this year is that Trotwood went south and they brought Tip City in.
Uh-huh.
That's, in basketball especially, that's a heck of a trade for the GWOC North.
Right. And thus the Sydney Yellow Jackets are 7-0 in the GWOC North. Do play Trotwood next Friday night. As Chuck just noted, it's not a GWOC North game, though, because Trotwood is no longer in Sydney's division. We may be covering that game next Friday night from Sydney. It may take 80, 85 points to win that contest. It'll be up and down the floor for sure. Much like this one tonight, it could take 65 or 70 for the victor here this evening.
Well, Sydney's not going to slow the ball down against anybody. And this is an athletic team for Fairborn, but they're still, they're going to want to run the floor because that's what they do best.
Andre Gordon, over 20 points a game, needs support. He's been getting it this year from Isaiah Bowser at 10 points a game. Rotez Roberts at 12 a game. Devin Rogers at 9. Those three young men need every bit of those points per game averages to back up Andre Gordon here tonight. You know that Fairborn defensively will be spying on him.
Bowser, to me, is if it wasn't for Andre Gordon, people would be talking about him. That kid is an athlete,
sure,
in the first place, and he is one heck of a really quick. And then you look at Devin Rogers, 6'2", not your prototypical inside player, but he's so wide, he's so strong, that once he catches the ball down in the block, I defy you to try to stop him.
And John Willoughby, former head coach at Houston for 3 decades, in his first year here at Sydney, he's done a remarkable job. Chuck, as you noted, it's a pretty small Division I high school basketball team Sydney is.
Well, they the big kid, graduated last year. And really, I mean, Alec Gordon at 6'3 is the biggest they have. And he plays some. He doesn't start.
Right.
But, he goes out there. The thing that, about Alec is he's more of a perimeter player.
Uh-huh.
But he's a big, strong kid also.
Best performer for Fairborn this year, 15 points a game, Brandon Lilly. He is a 6-foot guard. Sean Monroe, a 5'11 guard, is at 13 points a game. So they get nearly 30 points a game to Fairborn from the outside. We understand that the normal post player, Jacob Webb, at 9 points a game, a 6'4 senior, is injured, may not start, may not even play. Look for Jared Bodecker, a 6'4 sophomore, to be on the floor tonight in place of Jacob Webb for Fairborn.
Well, you hate to see injuries, but at this point in the season, you got them. I mean, we did a girls' game, Jackson Center and Rushi, and because of injury and sickness, both teams were really underhanded in that game. They just didn't have what they normally would have.
This game tonight, Chuck, has an upper Miami Valley flavor, not only because Sydney is playing and the head coach is John Willoughby from up north, but Nathan Shivington is the head coach for the Fairborn Skyhawks. He's been here 9 years. He's a 2001 graduate from Miami East in Miami County, and he was on the state runner-up team at Miami East that played against, guess who, LeBron James in the state championship game. How about that?
I was at that game because I never missed a state tournament back in the day, and they really had a shot at beating LeBron that day.
I might note that Nathan has a brother, Aaron Shivington, who played on the 2003 Miami East team, did to Aaron Shivington, and Nathan had a sister, Carrie, who unfortunately passed away at age 28 of cancer. She was on the Miami East State Final Four clubs in 1997 and 1999. So when you say the name Shivington up in Miami County, that means outstanding athlete.
Well, she was an outstanding basketball player, and it is just so sad when you hear somebody that young passing with that much potential and what they were going to. I mean, the world is a worse place because she's not here.
Exactly. Fairborn Skyhawks out shooting around to our left. Sydney Yellow Jackets out shooting around to our right. GWOC starts are at 7:30, although this game tonight may get underway as early as 7:20. JV game began at about 2 or 3 minutes before 6, and it was played in expeditious fashion. Very few timeouts, no overtime. Fairborn JV's won by a score of 38-34. Thus, here we are at 12 minutes after 7, and the scoreboard clock says we are 5 minutes away from our national anthem.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm old and I need my sleep.
Shelby County League, of course, begins games on Friday nights at 8 o'clock. The MAC Midwest Athletic Conference has gone to 7:30 for all tilts every day of the week now. Who knows? Shelby County League may do that in the not-too-distant future.
I kind of like the 8 o'clock start on a Friday because people get out of work.
Sure.
They got to get themselves right. Saturday night, it makes no sense to not start it at 7:30.
Gymnasium here at Fairborn Baker Middle School Fieldhouse. Seats close to 2,000. And fans are filing in. Chuck, I looked up about 5 or 10 minutes ago. I thought it was a little less than half full. It's now about two-thirds full. People arriving thinking this game might start at 7:30. It could get underway a bit early. We might have 1,700 in here before it's all said and done. It's going to be extremely loud and noisy. Fairborn Petman has struck up in the background.
Well, when I coached at Pickwa in the 80s, there was Fairborn Baker and Fairborn Park Hills, and
yep,
they were in the, I forget what league we were in back then, but they were in the same league, and this gym is every bit as pretty as it was 25 years ago.
Well, it is unique in that there's an upper deck on both sides, and there are the old-fashioned supports, the big wide posts that go from the concrete floor in the upper deck to the ceiling. So there are some obscured seats up above.
It's like B deck at Ohio Stadium.
Hey, these are better seats than B deck.
Yeah, I agree.
At Ohio Stadium.
I agree.
You're way up in the stratosphere in B deck at OSU. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. Could not have been able to present this game between Sydney and Fairborn without their assistance. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, LaCal, our founding underwriting sponsor back in 2007. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine on the web with us for 9 years now, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. Those I just mentioned, our anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. These additional underwriting sponsors, Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Trisha's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The In-Between underwrites our pregame, located just south of Botkins, the In-Between restaurant. The food is not in between. It's out of this world. Primary Eye Care in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service, always at Sydney Car Care, 492-9495. And from Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum both came on board last March during the basketball tournament. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum located in Rushi. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 divisions. Our starting lineups, opening tip up next. It's Sydney on the road at Fairborn on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkin. 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee back here at Fairborn. Chuck, I live about 10 minutes away from here. My wife taught French here at Fairborn High School for nearly 35 years. And although I'm biased, she by far the most outstanding French teacher the high school ever had. She still hears from former students to this day.
Well, 3 or 4 of the kids when I walked in were speaking French, so it must be good. I think she did a heck of a job.
Parlez-vous français, Chuck?
That's as close as I can.
No, no, no. Parlez-vous français, Charles? Sydney Yellow Jackets being introduced. We're a couple minutes away from the tip. Sydney in the road black. Black numbers outlined in gold. Sydney in black across the black shirts, also outlined in gold. Opening 5, Isaiah Bowser, 10 points a game, 6 feet tall, a senior. Devin Rogers in the middle, 6'2", junior, 9 a game. Rontez Roberts, 6'2", a sophomore, at a wing, a dozen a game. Andre Gordon, 21 points a game, 6'1", sophomore, and Josiah Hudgens, 6 feet tall, a soft, in the starting five for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Chuck, not only is Sydney not a tall team, relatively short by boys Division I standards, but it's a young club. How many underclassmen in that opening five? One, Isaiah Bowser, the only senior.
Yeah, they're young. I mean, Gordon's only a sophomore. He's one of the best basketball players in the state of Ohio as a sophomore.
Fairborn's opening five, Jared B. Decker in the post, 6'4", a sophomore. Omar Inman, 6'5", senior, power forward. Brandon Easterling, a 5'11 guard, 9 points a game. Brandon Lilly is at 15 a game, 6 feet tall, a senior, leading scorer on the team. And Sean Monroe, 5'11 sophomore guard for head coach Nathan Shivington. He runs the flex offense, somewhat positionless. Not a true post player, although we'll see Bedecker in there most often. Each team will try to get it out and go, fast breaking whenever possible. It's going to be up and down the court, so stay right with us. The action will be fast and furious. We are right on top of the boundary on the coach's side and bench's side of the court. Not a whole lot of room out of play here at Fairborn. Stage down to a right. Fairborn pep band is on the stage, and the Fairborn home crowd is shouting loudly as the game begins. Here's a tip won by Fairborn. Quick inside play to Devin Rogers. He muscles toward the basket. It rolled out no good, and Fairborn snags the rebound. Fairborn Skyhawks in the home white blue numbers, trimmed in dark, catching top of the circle Easterling. All the Fairborn players in the Carolina blue tennis shoes. Here's a long, long three-pointer. Good! Brandon Lilly lights it up. He's a 39% three-point shooter for Fairborn, which shoots threes at a 33% clip on the season. And Lilly ignites Fairborn at the start. And here's Fairborn countering. Deep three, right corner. Missed on the play by Andre Gordon. It was strong. Rebound down to Fairborn. Ripping the other way, going hard to the rim. It is Easterling. Overshot it. Sydney's got it. Fast break the other direction. Oh, look at that Dipsy doing the paint. But Gordon left it short. Rebound down to Fairborn. A lot of action in the first, a minute 15. It's 3-0 Skyhawks. Inman's got the ball now to Bedecker, high left. Rogers comes out to greet him for Sydney. Outside the arc on the right. Here's a step back three. Good! Brandon Easterling chucks in a triple. Two threes at the start for Fairborn. 6-0 Skyhawks. Sydney's got the ball outside the arc on the left. It is Roberts. Lobs it near side on the play to Bowser. To Roberts, baseline left, handled there by Hudgens. Here's a deep three, right corner by Andre Gordon. Hit the flange, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Fairborn collects it.
Fairborn started out in the zone, and Sydney so far is going ahead and just allowing us to shoot threes.
Here's Fairborn, another triple. This one way beyond the range of Lilly. The 27-footer didn't catch iron. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Sydney comes up the floor, far left side, and Fairborn gets a piece of it, pokes it out of bounds. 5:52 to go in the first. 6-0 Fairborn. Skyhawks still in a zone, yep. What is it, Chuck? A 1-2-2, 2-3?
It's hard to tell.
Straight away, Devin Rogers left wide open. The big man for Sydney tries to light it up from three-point territory, goes in and out of the shot. Fairborn let him go. Rogers missed. Fairborn got the easy rebound. Bedecker, 6'4", sophomore post player. He pops out and catches, and he drains a triple. Wow, the roof has come off this place during the early going. Three threes, three different players by Fairborn. Sydney giving up three-pointers at a 46% clip on the year, and it's showing right now at the start of this game. Perimeter defense for Sydney, not there. 5:24 left in the opening quarter. 9-0 Fairborn on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
Chuck, I want to correct ourselves. We have both repeatedly erred, although the lineup sheet for Sydney continues to show Isaiah Bowser as a senior. He is a junior, so there's not one 12th grader in the starting five for Sydney. Here is Sydney at the offensive end. Posting up down inside is Bowser, speaking of him, and he's rammed by a Fairborn player while shooting. Head coach John Willoughby called a timeout after three triples by Fairborn. And John was not happy with Sydney's defense out on the arc.
Well, we saw the Wapakoneta game, and Wapakoneta lit him up for 15 threes.
And Bowser missed the free throw. He scored the basket, I should say, prior to being fouled. I overlooked it. I was talking to Chuck. Bowser got an inside post field goal, rimmed the free throw. The rebound was volleyball all around, came back to Bowser. And he fired up a 10-foot jumper in the paint, was cracked on the arm again. He's right back to the stripe, shooting two. And he's short on the shot. Sydney 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Shooting just a tad better than 60% on the year at the stripe. Second shot, Bowser got it. 9-3. 3 points for Sydney. All but Bowser. 9 for Fairborn, 3 long-range triples, and I mean 2 of them were from way out back. Oh, here's a dynamite play by Fairborn. Piedecker, the postman, caught the ball in a back cut, got inside the Sydney defense, snared the pass, and dropped in an easy one from 3 feet.
That was Lilly, and boy, what a heck of a pass.
Oh, Lilly threaded the needle on that one. 11-3, Fairborn off to a good start. Fairborn mystified by the zone. Here's Gordon throwing down inside to Rogers. Spins, doesn't shoot. Goes deep right corner to a teammate. Bowser hits a three ball. 6 points for Bowser, 11 for Fairborn. 4:28 to go first quarter.
He's a heck of a running back, and he looks like one.
Doesn't he, though? Wow. Here's another three by the Skyhawks, jacking it up long range. It's Lilly off the iron, no good. Rebound down to Sydney. Gordon. Gordon splits a couple defenders. He fumbled the ball. Good call by the referee. It went right off Andre Gordon's shoe top. 4:11 to go in the first. Fairborn 11, Sydney 6. Fairborn scored the first 9. Fairborn dribbling up over the timeline. 25 feet away, it's Sean Monroe. 5'11 sophomore guard. Back to Biedecker. Biedecker from 3-point land off to the right. The 6'4 lad missed one. Sydney's got the board quickly. Forecourt right, it's Andre Gordon. Zone defense by Fairborn. Cross the top of the key to Roberts. Deep left corner, handled there on the play by Rogers. Shot into the post. It is no good. Rogers was a little shy on it. Hit the rim, carom to Fairborn. Skyhawks patiently on the perimeter, dribbling. It's Monroe, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch is Omar Inman. Inman feeds into the lane to teammate Monroe. Back out to Inman. Inman plays on the perimeter. He's got some size. Herky-jerky move down the lane by him. High off the glass, no good. Rebound Sydney. Fairborn bench wanted a foul, no call. Here's Bowser blitzing in from the left corner, powering to the rim for two. Isaiah Bowser bringing Sydney right back into the thick of it. 11-8, Fairborn up to three.
And he's got all 8.
Perfect shooting by Bowser. He's been dynamite. He saved Sydney in the early going. 2:56 to go first quarter. Biedecker out high. Tries to hit him in the post. Broken up by Bowser. He steals. He leads the break. Feeds Andre Gordon, who juggles. And then we've got a charge on Andre Gordon. He was out of control. Couldn't handle the basketball. And backpedaled into a Fairborn defensive man.
A little touchy. I think a little touchy on the call. But if there's going to be a call, it was a charge.
Fairborn inbound down to her right, leading by an 11-8 count with 2:46 left in the first. In now for Fairborn is a backup guard, Otis Person, 6'2", and a sophomore. He's at midcourt with it. Takes left, goes right. Oh, nice move. Into the paint. Hands off to B. Decker. Blocked away by Sidney. Gotten back down low by Easterling. Lays it up on the rim. It rolled off the board to Sidney. Here's a high dribble by Gordon. No call. Hits a teammate down the lane. It's Roberts all the way to the rack. Left it short. Rebound Fairborn. Person, forecourt left. 2:18 to go in the first. 11-8. Sidney down three. Here's a skip pass. Cross court to Inman. He jacks up a three. Missed it off the heel. Rebound down to Sidney. Andre Gordon sprints up, goes to Devin Rogers, top of the key. Bullet pass, baseline right. Here's a 15-foot fadeaway by Ryan Hines is in. The 6-foot junior couldn't knock it down, and Fairborn retrieves the ball. Minute 54 to go in the first, still 11-8 Fairborn. Bedecker comes out to catch. Fairborn got nine points in the first minute and a half, only 2 cents. Sydney's defense has really cracked down. Here's a triple by Fairborn, high right outside the arc. It's Brandon Easterling. He's decked as he releases. Let's see if it's called on the shot or afterward.
Called it on the floor, which was the correct call.
So it's not a shooting foul. Break Sidney. Otherwise, Easterling would be at the stripe for a trio of free throws.
Yeah, he had released the ball before he got hit.
I think so. That's a good decision by the referee. Tough game to work so far, but it's been cleanly officiated. Minute 41 to go, as I noted. First quarter, 3-point lead Fairborn. Person's got the ball at midcourt. Hines comes out to meet him. Outside the arc on the left, it's Easterling. Now here's Inman. Inman deals to Brandon Lilly, and he wants to launch a triple. Does, way up in the stratosphere. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound, Sidney. Foul over the back, Fairborn. Tell you what, Chuck, this old Fairborn Baker Middle School gym has got rafters which really aren't all that far off the floor. That last shot by Lilly came within 3 or 4 feet of hitting the ceiling.
And I'll tell you what else it does. There's no insulation up there, and it's loud in here.
It's loud. It's warm. It's 50-some degrees and humid outside. It's got to be 75 here on the inside. Here's a baseline J, left corner, Andre Gordon short. Scrap for the rebound on the inside, and Fairborn pushed. 1:09 to go in the first period. 11-8. Fairborn leads thanks to a very quick start. Skyhawks jumped on Sidney, pumped in the first nine. Inbound Sidney. Andre Gordon left open behind the arc. Nobody covered him in the zone. And he buried a line drive three ball. And we're even up at 11. Here's a dribble drive by Inman to Person. Person enters the paint, off balance, 5-footer short, got the ball back, tries to shovel to a teammate, and it's dug away by Sidney. 44 seconds to go in the first, even up at 11. 11 of the last 13 scored by Sidney. Oh, here's a beautiful drive, right down the lane, herky-jerky move up and in. Roberts on the field goal for Sidney. Boy, that was a beautiful drive to the hoop, Chuck.
Well, he was a JV player as a freshman last year, and I knew he was going to be good this year for the varsity.
Nicely done by Rottes Roberts, 6'2 sophomore. Puts Sidney in front, 13-11. Bad start by Sidney, but wow, great end of the first quarter. Here's a loose ball. Fairborn can't hang on at midcourt. It rolls into backcourt. What's been called? It's out of bounds. The official, a little confused, signaled Fairborn ball initially. Now it's Sydney's. 14.3 left in the first, 13-11 Yellow Jackets. Outstanding first quarter for Isaiah Bowser. Last couple hoops tallied by Andre Gordon and Roberts. And now Sidney up two with 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Can bolt to a 4 or 5 point lead. At the break, 3 seconds left. Gordon outside the arc. Left corner, Bowser starts to drive back to Andre, and his three-point try is late. It was deflected. Wouldn't have counted had it gone.
I don't know why they held it way too long if he was not going to shoot it himself.
13-11 Sidney after one on scores, broadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fairborn now behind by 2, has the ball, starting play here in the second quarter. Sydney up 13-11 after falling behind 9-0 in the first 90 seconds. Bedecker at 6'4", has got the ball, elbow on the left for Fairborn. Out back to Inman, coming out to catch is Easterling. Bowser all over him. That's a good matchup, Easterling and Bowser. Easterling, a very good football player for Fairborn, being looked at by a number of Division I schools. And, of course, Bowser, we know all about him on the gridiron. Outstanding junior for Sydney. Here's a long three-point try by Fairborn. Yes! Coming in off the bench, Brockton Batty, a 6'2 senior, ignites Fairborn here at the start of the second quarter. 4 different players have drained threes for the Skyhawks. Here's Hines straight away for Sydney. He's got a good look from downtown. Off the back iron, no good. Hook shot, rebound, Alec Gordon, no. Rebound, Fairborn. Minute gone, second quarter. Throw down inside to Easterling. Good shot fake. Then he goes up with the left hand. Nails it from 6 feet. A quick 5 in a row by Fairborn, which leads 16-13. 6:40 left here in the second quarter. Hines outside the arc for Sydney. Gives it up to Andre Gordon. Gordon, 25 feet away, steps inside the arc. Line drive, long deuce. He pumps it in. Andre Gordon retaliating for Sydney. 16-15, Fairborn. 6:20 left in the second quarter.
He elevates so well on that jump shot. He's hard to defend.
Yeah, 6'2", Chuck. He shoots that jumper like he's 6'5 or 6'6. Ball handled by Batty, 25 feet away for Fairborn. Great no-look pass down inside to Easterling. He catches, goes up with the left, and he's walloped by 2 Sydney players. The referee has a choice which one's the foul on. Andre Gordon, Isaiah Bowser, both there.
They caught it on Bowser, and that's good because that would have been 2 on Gordon, said yep. Just 1 on Bowser.
You are reading my mind, Chuck. Sure would have been the second on Andre. Free throw by Easterling. He bangs it in. 17-15. Fairborn up 2. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter. Sydney got down 9-0 at the start. Rallied behind Isaiah Bowser's surge of points to inch ahead 13-11 at the end of 1. And now Fairborn's off to a fine opening of the second quarter. Second free throw by Easterling. Rattles around. Comes out. Sydney's got the rebound. Bowser up over the timeline. Gives it up near side to Gordon. Gordon steps back. Awkward shot. Three-point territory. Wow, he made it. It didn't look like he had his feet set right, Chuck.
No, he kind of turned himself a little bit sideways. He can shoot the basketball, that's for sure.
A little unorthodox. 18-17. Sydney takes the lead. Fairborn tries to come back with a long three by Person. He missed it off the flange. Rebound comes down to Sydney. Outlet to Andre Gordon. He carves out space in the lane. Leaves it left corner for a teammate. Here's a long triple try. Bouncing off the rim. No good. Rebound on the inside. Up and in. Fine play. Alec Gordon got the deuce. Strong on the offensive glass. Sydney needs that. 20-17. Sydney up 3. Here's an outside jumper by Bedecker of Fairborn. It is hard. And Sydney's got the rebound. One and done for Fairborn. Sydney up 3 with the ball. 5 left in the half. 25 feet away. It's Jace Conrad in now, 6 foot sophomore. Near side to Gordon, and Gordon signals after he lets it go. It's going to go in, and it does. And Fairborn needs a timeout. Oh, what a change of events in this game here at Fairborn. 4:49 left in quarter number two. Sydney's up 5, 22-17. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Thank you for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Exciting game at Fairborn. Skyhawks poured in the first nine since that point in time. Sydney's outscored Fairborn 22-8 to lead by 5 with under 5 minutes to play here in quarter number two. Adams Tech Solutions in Ann and near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses in the region with upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. Plus, Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices. He's also offering specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. Adam Rice, Adams Tech Solutions. Call him at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service on time, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Sydney guilty of a defensive foul as we return to action with just under 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Fairborn entering the ball below the basket to the left. It's inbounded on the arc to Person. Person hands off to Inman, right back to Easterling, 25 feet away. Easterling dribbling. Third different player for Sydney guarding Easterling in this game. Andre Gordon's on him now. Here's a shifty move. Stepping inside the arc, the Fairborn player, Sydney, slides over late. Fifth team foul on the Yellow Jackets. It's of the common variety. Fairborn throws in right in front of us here at courtside. We're situated at the end of the Sydney bench. Or I should say really at the front end of the Sydney bench, about 4 or 5 feet from center court on the floor at Fairborn. Here is Lilly running down the left side of the lane for Fairborn. He missed it with the left hand, shot it short. It was altered on the play by Gordon. Look at Andre go to work. He blitzes the other way. Andre Gordon takes it 60 feet and goes strong to the hoop with the left for two more. And Sydney now is pulled ahead by 7. Here is Fairborn with the ball outside the arc on the left. It is Monroe. Monroe to Easterling. Left wing Monroe picked up by Bowser. Monroe dribbling. Fairborn Skyhawks have won 4 straight, 2 on the road. Having beaten Troy, Tippecanoe, Beaver Creek, and Springfield Shawnee in that duration. Skyhawks red hot. Sydney's lost 2 in a row after the Yellow Jackets won 9 of their first 10. Sydney's defense, man-to-man, stymieing Fairborn at the moment, down to 3:16 to go in the second quarter. Here's Monroe entering the lane, pulling up, 12-footer, hits it. Long throw, Sydney. Here's a 70-foot heave to Alec Gordon. It was an over-the-shoulder catch by him, like a split end. He caught it. Fairborn stripped it away off the leg of Gordon. Good defense for the Skyhawks at the last second. Sydney tried to catch Fairborn napping after the made shot, but an error resulted. Now Fairborn's got the ball down 5, 24-19. Sydney momentarily led by 7. Here is Monroe outside the arc, almost double dribbled, penetrates the lane. Good block on the play by Sydney, and it's knocked out of bounds. Well done by Josiah Hudgens. Now we've got some controversy. Sydney bench thought Fairborn got a piece of it last. The referee says no dice. Fairborn ball. Inbounding Lilly. Into the right corner, it's fed to Monroe. Coming out to catch Easterling. 2:42 to go second quarter. Sydney has vaulted ahead to 7. Ball thrown to the post to Easterling. Broken up by Rogers. Devin steals. Heads down the floor, hands off to Hudgens. And Hudgens' quick pace propelled him ahead before he could get the ball on the deck, and he walked. 2:35 left in the half. 24-19 Sydney, which trailed 9-0 at the start. Easterling on a weave to Lilly. Lilly, left-hand dribble. And we've got Sydney coming out to hedge, but a little bit aggressive with Sydney. Aggressively too much so. Foul called, or maybe it's a moving screen on Fairborn.
That is the correct call. I was hoping she wasn't going to call that on Gordon.
I'm telling you what, Chuck, these officials are really sharp here tonight.
That was the correct call right there.
Two young men and a female, and they have done a splendid job. The trio has worked together nicely. She made the call, explained it, and once she took 3 or 4 seconds to explain it, nobody could question it at all. That's exactly what happened. Screen set by Fairborn, but it was not stationary. 2:14 to go in the second quarter. Sydney's got the ball. Alec Gordon, deep three, right side of the floor, and it cradles down through the netting. Sydney shooting threes better tonight than on the season, and the Yellow Jackets are up 8, 27-19. Here's Lilly behind a screen for Fairborn. Bingo! Brandon Lilly is on target. 23-footer by Lilly. And head coach Nathan Chivington of Fairborn gets a quick timeout. Sydney up 5, 27-22, a minute 53 to go in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Oh, Chuck, we knew it would be fast-paced. It is just that. Of course, this is not a 94-foot floor here at Fairborn. It's 84 feet long, and these two clubs are getting up and down it in a jiffy, breakneck speed.
It was only 8 turnovers combined for the two schools for as quick as the pace of the game is.
Indeed, that's valuing the basketball pretty well. But both clubs, Sydney's got it, up 5. Andre Gordon on the arc, goes to Bowser straight away. Now to Andre. Andre penetrates the lane, pulls up, 13-footer, soft touch, front rim, backboard, and it trickles in. Nice play, Andre Gordon. Feather-like touch on that jumper. He stopped on a dime. Good pull-up, Jay. 29-22. Sydney in the lead by 7. Fairborn goes down inside to the sophomore, Biedecker. He takes an arm to the chin, left the shot short. He was hit on the rebound attempt. It was contact that certainly wasn't intentional. Both players going for the ball. Fairborn tagged it last and went out of bounds to Sydney.
Well, Bowser scored the first 8 points of the game for Sydney. They've scored 16 in the second quarter. Both Gordons have the 16 points.
Oh, that triumvirate has been hot here tonight. The two Gordons and Bowser for Sydney. They've led the way. A minute to go, second quarter. Sydney up 7. Shake and bake by Andre Gordon on the arc. Dribbles behind the back. And Person for Fairborn is beaten by a step. Has no choice but to reach out and grab Andre's jersey. A minute to go, first half. Sydney ahead by 7. A 9-0 start by Fairborn has been wiped out by Sydney and then some. 16-point swing since the first 90 seconds of the game. Tell you what, Chuck, whatever head coach John Willoughby instilled in his Yellow Jackets during that first timeout worked.
Yeah, the defensive intensity picked up quite a bit.
Yep, Sydney got the memo, and the Yellow Jackets have played very solid basketball since early on first quarter. Look at Andre Gordon, split the defenders, went around the postman, Biedecker inside, and went to the rim and laid it over the front of the iron. Good teardrop by Andre Gordon. He's on fire, and Sydney's up 9 now. Biggest lead. Biedecker catches low block right, blocked out of bounds. Outstanding play by Sydney on the interior. Well done by Rotez Roberts as he crammed Biedecker, the 6'4 sophomore post player for Fairborn. Fairborn still got it, behind by 9, half minute to go, second quarter. Deep right wing, Lilly, step back tray for Fairborn, rattles out, no good. Rebound Hines for Sydney. Laterals off in backcourt to Roberts, out ahead to Andre Gordon, 18 seconds left in the half. Boy, a goal here would give Sydney a double-digit cushion going into the halftime break.
Roberts, 30 feet out with 9 to play. Looks for help. Gives it up on a weave to Hudgens. Hudgens to Hines. Andre Gordon's at midcourt with 3 to go. And, uh-oh, he's ruled to be over and back. That was really close. We had a wide pass to Sidney. It took Andre Gordon near the center line. And with 1.2 to go, or was it ruled a palming violation?
I couldn't tell. I think he said over and back.
1.2 left. Fairborn's got the ball at midcourt behind the 9. Inman inbounding to Lilly. 60 feet away. 45 feet away. Missed it off the heel. It was right on the money. It would have counted for 3 had it gone in. Sidney, Yellow Jackets, rallying back strong in this game tonight at Fairborn. Down 9-0 early. And Sidney leads by 9 here at intermission. 31-22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sidney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sidney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sidney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sidney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sidney Body Car Star at 175 Stolley in Sidney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairborn Middle School Fieldhouse, Baker Middle School Fieldhouse. Very good crowd on hand, not full, but I'd say about 85% of the way there. And Sidney, after dropping back 9-0 in the first 90 seconds, has bolted to a 9-point lead at intermission, 31-22. A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 937-498-7282. That information provided to us by Chris North, Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Veteran Service Officer. Thanks, Chris, very much. 498-7283, the number to call for more information about your benefits if you're a veteran or a surviving spouse. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime report presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Yellow Jackets up 9 at the half, Chuck. How'd Sidney get it done?
Well, we talked about that a little undersized, but they are not under-athleted.
Right.
Is that a word, athleted? But they out-rebounded Fairborn 18-11, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Fairborn turned it over 5 times. Sidney turned it over 3 times. 1-3 from the free throw line for the Yellow Jackets. Skyhawks 1-2. Individual scoring for Fairborn. They had 2 of 6. Easterling and Lilly. They got 5 from Bodeker. They got 3 from Batty and 2 from Monroe. They scored 11 in each quarter, 22 for the half. Sidney was led by Andre Gordon with 14. Isaiah Bowser had 8. Alec Gordon had 7. And Matez Roberts had 2. They scored 13 and 18. 31-22 at the half.
Tell you what, Chuck, Sydney's Achilles heel to this point in the season has been perimeter defense. And John Willoughby, head coach of the Yellow Jackets, recognized that in the first 90 seconds, Sydney wasn't guarding with hands in the face on the arc here at the outset of this game. He got a quick timeout, and Sydney, from that point on, shut Fairborn down in terms of three-point shooting. I think only one long-range shot from behind the arc after that point in time. Two, maybe?
They've made 5 for the game. Yep. They made 2 in the second quarter. But I don't think they have the right people shooting the threes also at this point.
Outstanding first half of Sydney, which defensively was not playing well in the first 90 seconds here on the road. Sometimes you get off to a slow start, but head coach John Willoughby woke them up. Biggest lead for Sydney, 9. That's the halftime deficit facing Fairborn. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Sydney 31, Fairborn 22, third quarter start 3 minutes away. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County, all the way from L.A., California. Thus the name, LaCal Equipment. And during boys' games, we highlight a cheerleader tonight from the Sydney Yellow Jackets. It's freshman cheerleader Cameron Smith, daughter of Leslie and Pat. Outstanding 3.95 GPA for Cameron Smith. I think she's had 1 B+. 3.95 might not even do it justice. It might be more like 3.99. She's on the bowling team, marching band, concert band, plays the flute. Outstanding musician, takes part in yearbook too. She would pursue college at a Christian school, either in Columbus or Cincinnati, and she'll study music or English. Cameron Smith, freshman cheerleader at Sydney, 3.95 GPA, daughter of Leslie and Pat. Under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in LA, California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982.
and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
About a minute away from the start of the third quarter here at Fairborn Baker Middle School Fieldhouse. I'm Jack with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney in the lead by nine. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For several years now, Barker Insurance is the number one most valued insurance agency in the region, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan that fits your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Sydney ball starting the third. Looks like, Chuck, the original five who were on the floor at the opening of the game in there to start for Sydney. Ball thrown to Hudgens in the post. He flashes through, gives it to Gordon. Low on the left to Rogers. Good shot fake. He powers up. Good! Muscling to the rim, Devin Rogers. Liked the way, Chuck, he gave the shot fake, showed ball, didn't get off the floor. Fairborn defenders flew by him. Here's a running one-hander by Lilly. He circled through the paint for Fairborn and arched it in high off the glass. Athletic play by Brandon Lilly. 33-24. Sydney's lead, 9. Opening 30 seconds, third quarter. Andre Gordon's got the ball. Gives it up 25 feet away to Hudgens. Josiah left baseline, Gordon. Oh, good entry. Nice deal off on the play to Rogers for the two-pointer. Gordon made it happen. He probed the baseline, got to the edge of the lane, and because he navigated so deeply, Fairborn had to help out on him, and Devin Rogers was free. He got the 2 points and a foul. A plus one chance here for Rogers. Sydney up 11. Devin at the stripe. Boy, he is a wide body. Fairborn has no one who can come close to matching his bulk on the interior. Very athletic, nimble as well is Rogers. Missed the free throw long. Rebound down to Fairborn. Inman on the arc. On a weave, Lilly. Foul line, Jay. High arching 15-footer. Oh, deflected. I think it was Roberts who got a piece of it. Fingertip on it. Came down short. Sydney's got it. Baseline left. It's Hudgens hitting Rogers. There's that mobility by him down the lane. Deflected, though, by Fairborn. Loose ball below the basket. Sydney's got it. Fairborn's got it. Sydney's got it back. Andre Gordon available. Misfires from downtown. Rebound to Fairborn. 11-point game. 35-24. 6.5 to go in the third. Lilly up to Easterling. Coughed up the ball in the arc. Got it back. Gave it on the play to a teammate. Here's a drive. A little shovel shot. Six-footer directly in front. Yes, Sean Monroe got a deuce for Fairborn, as he was able to angle his way into the lane and made it happen for Fairborn. Oh, here's a nice entry to Rogers. An extra pass down low on the left. 2 points for Sydney. Rontez Roberts on the finish. Boy, nice triangular offensive set left side of the floor for Sydney. One pass to the middle. Rogers flipped it off down low to Roberts. He got the gimme. Fairborn just didn't shift quickly enough to defend the fine passing by the Yellow Jackets. There was a foul on Fairborn as well. Roberts at the stripe, a three-point opportunity, and he airballed it out of bounds. 37-26. Sydney up 11. That's the biggest lead of this game. Sydney's had it on at least three occasions. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Boy, Sydney would love to keep the lead right here at double digits, or maybe even expand it a bit before the end of the third period. Here's a good offense run by Fairborn. The weave out front, then a drive to the basket by Lilly. He threw it up hard. Rebound Rogers to Bowser. Left corner Roberts, wheeling and dealing across the lane. Raked away by Fairborn. Saved inbounds by Sydney. Oh, what a hustle play by Andre Gordon. He saved it from going out, flipped it into Hudgens, and Hudgens got the deuce. Long triple other end. Lilly for Fairborn. Wow.
27-footer by Lilly right through the bottom of the well. 39-29. Sydney up 10. Momentarily was 13. Here's a deep three left side of the floor by Gordon. Wide left. Rebound Rogers on the arc to Bowser. Bowser to Hudgens. Left side. Missed the triple. Rebound deflected. Bedecker's got it for Fairborn. Sydney led 39-26 with 5.5 to play in the third. The triple by Lilly made it 39-29. Lilly comes back again. Another long-range bomb. It is bouncing. It comes off. Rebound Sydney. Thought for an instant Lilly's shot might trickle in there. It hit the front iron, back iron, side, and came off into the lap of Bowser. Bowser quickly at the other end. Long, high, arching three ball, way hard, caught nothing. Over the back, foul Sydney. Chuck Sydney has gotten the 13-point lead. It's now 10, but a couple of real hasty possessions have kept Sydney from stretching it out even further.
Yeah, sometimes they have a tendency when they get a lead to continue to play maybe a little too fast. Mm-hmm. But that's what gets them there, so it's really hard to rein a team in when they're this athletic.
Right. Dribbling midcourt, Fairborn. Ball handled by Kermit Redmond, who's in now off the bench. Redmond, a 5'11 junior. Ball kicked out of bounds by Sydney. 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding baseline right, Lilly for Fairborn. Below the rim to Person, and then Person is crowded, so he has to dribble back out. Hands it off on the play. Given on the weave to Sean Monroe. Monroe gave it up, got it back. Baseline drive, strong tip. Inman, no good. He's hacked on the arm. He'll get two. 4:21 to go in the third, 39-29 Sydney. Foul situation on the Yellow Jackets, Chuck.
Nobody has more than, actually that was the third one on Roberts.
Three fouls on whom for Sydney?
On Roberts.
Rotez has three. Here is Inman at the line for Fairborn. Free throw, line drive, front rim, backboard, and good. 39-30, Sydney up nine. 3-4-5 dribbles by Inman. He pushes it up and through. 39-31, five straight points by Fairborn. 4:16 to go, third quarter. Sydney over the timeline. Bowser looks at the zone defense from the Skyhawks. Ball lobbed across the top of the key to Andre Gordon. Deep in the right corner, handled there by Hudgens, who circles on top. Ball goes to Rogers, foul line in the post. Baseline right, Andre Gordon might have gotten away with a walk. Herky-jerky move, up and good. Fine drive, but Gordon off balance, but he made it happen. 41-31. Fairborn simply cannot guard Gordon one-on-one. Nobody on the floor can come even close. Here's a push-off foul against Sydney. 3:48 left in the third quarter. 41-31 Sydney. Fairborn going to run in a couple substitutions. Brandon Easterling and Brockton Batty back in. Easterling 5'11 guard, Batty 6'2 senior wingman. As sitting down, Bodecker and Inman. As Fairborn goes smaller, this is about as short a lineup as Fairborn will have on the floor. No one over 6'2 out there at the moment. Ball will be inbounded. Playmaker low on the left is Lilly. He could throw it in, get it right back behind the screen. Let's see what happens. Lilly looking. Airborne it goes. Midcourt. Easterling tracks it down. Sydney up 10. 41-31. Near side pass goes to Person 25 feet away. On him is Alec Gordon. Here's a deep three by Fairborn. It is in and out by Batty. My goodness, it pinballed around. Might have touched the net. Shook out. Rebounding foul Fairborn. Yellow Jackets get a break. It could have gone down to seven, and that Fairborn shot stayed in. Sydney possession ahead by 10.
Didn't look like a great three, but it almost did go.
You hear the Fairborn student section across the way, staccato clapping. That man drum has struck up. Here's Gordon outside the arc on the right, near side to Bowser. Bowser looks for Devin Rogers. Here's Gordon, hop, step, and a jump. He did shuffle that time, no call. Bowser is available. Long three try. Hard. Weak side rebound. Who's got it? Tie-up occurs. Fairborn arrow. Isaiah going through the shooting motion now during this dead ball. Sydney at a 39-26 lead. Back at the 5.5 minute mark. And then 2 minutes plus, Sydney's only scored two. Fairborn now with an opportunity to get it down to 7 or 8. As Sydney stepped the lead up to 13 points, but has relaxed just a little bit here in the last couple of moments. We're on the web tonight thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Brookins Restaurant, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Here's a steal. Wow, Devin Rogers at the top of the key. Swipe the ball. Look at Devin go. The big football lineman sprint 65 feet the other way. Beat everybody to the rim and scored. And a foul, Fairborn. And head coach John Willoughby can't hold back the big smile. He is elated. Each player's taking a quarter and scoring a lot of points. Devin Rogers at the free throw line. An opportunity for a three-point play here. And this would build the lead back up to 13 points. Shot by Devin on the way. It hit the heel. Rebound volleyball around. Alec Gordon stole it. Gave it to Andre, who lays it in. Good work on the offensive glass. Sydney quicker off their feet than Fairborn. And the lead is now 14, 45-31. That wound up being a four-point possession. Fairborn's got the ball. Outside the arc on the right is Lilly. Here's a long step back three. It is in there. Brandon Lilly right in front of the Fairborn bench, almost out of bounds. He tries to give Fairborn's offense a jolt as he chucks in a triple. 45-34. Sydney up 11. Hines has the ball. Deep right corner. Alec Gordon jumping, shooting. Hits a trifecta. No good. Rebound down on the play to Rogers. And head coach John Willoughby wants better offensive sets. Sydney up 11. Timeout called. 2:20 left in the third. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at hollowayusa.com.
Chuck, we've got a halftime score from Jackson Center. You would expect it to be this low scoring. Jackson Center 15, Rushi 15 at intermission at Jackson Center in a big Shelby County League game.
I think that was the same score of the girls' game last night at halftime, 15-15.
Exactly right. Two nights in a row, girls, boys, 15-15, two straight evenings at Jackson Center. Just over two to play here in the third quarter. Sydney inbounding. Fairborn comes out of the timeout with total feverish full court pressure. It results in a foul. We've got 10 players packed in about a 15-foot space off the baseline. And here's the ball inbound of a Sydney. Quickly up the floor to Alec Gordon. And he is belted from the backside as he exploded into the lane. And he's awarded two.
I think Fairborn's going to have a problem now that they have to try to guard Sydney man-to-man.
Exactly. That's what you've got to do against a zone is get a little bit of a cushion. Get out in front, increase the spread, and you force the zone defensive team to go man as Alec Gordon drops in the free throw. 46-34, Sydney. Well, Alec Gordon, Chuck, has been a demon around the basket. A lot of deflections, tips, rebounds.
He's a man among boys out there.
Second free throw by Alec. This for a 13-point lead. Bouncing. No good. Bedecker's got the board for Fairborn. Gives it up on the play to Lilly. Lilly up and over the timeline. Gives it up on the right side of the court. It's actually Bodecker. I apologize. I mispronounced his name. Bodecker. He gets it in the lane down low. Good dish to him. He rimmed the shot. Lilly got the rebound for Fairborn. and he is plowed into. He hit the hardwood in nasty fashion. Big time shove off against Sydney. Fairborn Vets wants a shooting foul, but nope, it was on the rebound. That's a good call by the referee. The officials do conference, but it was a rebounding foul, not shooting.
There's no chance that was a shot.
And what I just said is explained to the Fairborn bench. Ball out of bounds to Fairborn, down 12, a minute 53 to go, third quarter. Ball lobbed to Lilly at midcourt from below the basket. Lilly fakes left, goes right, swivels down the lane, lost the basketball, going to the rim, and Rogers snags it for Sydney. Rogers to Andre Gordon. He's at the timeline. Minute 40 to go. Third quarter. Right side, Devin Rogers. On top to Hines. Hines flips it 25 feet away to Jace Conrad. Fadeaway shot. Andre Gordon inside the arc. It hit the heel. Kicked way up in the air. Came down to Person of Fairborn. Oh, beautiful wraparound pass. Down inside to Person. Reverse layup. No. Long rebound. Tipped around. Person's got it. Three-pointer, Fairborn, left wing. It rimmed by Easterling, and the rebound is jammed out of bounds off Sydney. Lengthy possession here for Fairborn, which is still down 12, a minute 13 to go, third quarter. Fairborn ball below the rim. Easterling will trigger. He looks, goes inbounds to Person. He raises up, fades away, and hits the 16-footer. 46-36, Otis Person bags a jumper. Actually, I should have said Kermit Redmond hit the shot, not Person. Here's a fadeaway J by Alec Gordon from the right flank. It hits the back iron and soars up and over the backboard. No rebound in that shot. Break Fairborn because Sydney has been outstanding on the glass since the first quarter. 57 seconds to go in the third. 46-36. Sydney up by 10. Biggest lead was at 45-31. 2 minutes ago. Top of the circle with the ball, Kermit Redmond. Hands off to Person. Near side, Redmond. Dumps it down, baseline right to Monroe. Into the post it goes. And what do we have? Charging Fairborn. Oh, wow, what a play by Sydney. Bodecker crashed into a Sydney player who set up shop, Chuck.
That was Bowser took the charge.
Isaiah Bowser, like a bull, threw up a brick wall down in the lane, and Bodecker had nowhere to go. The key was, did Bodecker have time to turn around? Was there too little space between Bowser and Bodecker? That's a judgment call.
Yeah, too many people in between to see, but right. I'm not sure Bowser even knew he got hit.
You're saying he's so thick he didn't feel it? Oh, is he a strong young man? Outstanding junior for Sydney. Heck of a player on the gridiron. The 6 foot junior takes up so much space and has such good hops. He plays like he's 6'3 or 4.
Best offensive player in the GWOC North. And then you got Rogers, the best defensive player in the GWOC North.
Indeed. Rogers baseline right for Sydney. Wheels and deals around Person. Hits the cutter down the lane. It's Bowser who scores. Great dish by Devin Rogers. He had eyes in the back of his head. Nice finish on the play by Sydney. Here is Bodecker in the post for Fairborn. Hook shot, wide right, 10 seconds left. Third quarter, Sydney's got the ball. Conrad at midcourt, kicked on the play by Fairborn. 48-36 Sydney, 5.3 remaining in the third period. Boy, what a boost this would be for Sydney if the Yellow Jackets could find the range here. Ball goes into backcourt to Andre Gordon with three to play. Top of the key, double clutches, and scores! Wow, hallelujah! What a shot by Andre Gordon. He hesitated, hesitated again, was well defended. Double clutched in midair on his way down before his feet hit the floor. He triggered it, and it was dead center. He plans it every day on his backyard court. 51-36. Sydney's got the biggest lead of the game, 15 at the end of three, on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business.
Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Jack along with Chuck on scoresbroadcast.com from here at Fairborn. Baker Middle School Fieldhouse. Sydney enjoys a 15-point lead, 51-36. All of this after dropping behind 9-0 in the first 90 seconds of this game. Andre Gordon has been magnificent, Chuck. Wow, what a shot that last one was. Didn't think he had a chance. He threw it up there in a wing and a prayer, but you know what? He acted like he knew what he was doing.
Well, he hung, he avoided, but he still, his eyes never left the rim.
Right.
And the follow-through was outstanding.
You talk about suspension in midair. It was like he sprouted wings all of a sudden.
That's a scorer right there.
Well, Fairborn's got its work cut out for it. Down to 15, 51-36 Sydney. We enter the fourth. Here's Andre Gordon, top of the circle. Look at him pound on the floor into the lane. Running bank shot, a little strong. Rebound down to Fairborn. Yanked off the glass by Monroe. Skyhawks have to have a spurt here at the beginning of the fourth quarter, or the Yellow Jackets will put them away. Here's Lilly behind a double screen. Long 26-footer off to the left. Loose ball rebound. I thought Sydney had it. Fairborn stole it back. Here's Bodecker from 6 feet. Short, no good. Holding foul down low against Sydney. Fairborn a little more scrappy than Sydney that time on the Skyhawks offensive board. And that's the fifth team foul on Sydney. Fairborn has picked up 7 in this half. Baseline down to our right. Fairborn will throw in. Very good guard, Brandon Lilly, 6 foot senior, 15 points a game, will trigger. Bodecker's in the post. 6'4 sophomore, Brandon Easterling, 5'11 senior, is at guard. And the other two players out there, Kermit Redman and Sean Monroe, at 5'11 each. Sydney has got Chase Conrad on the floor with Hines. Head coach John Willoughby spelling a few players. Rogers getting a break. Alec Gordon getting a break. Fairborn with the ball. Top of the key. It's Lilly. Left side pass goes to Redman. Now to Bodecker on top. Near side throw. Redman hits the cutter. Bodecker down the lane. Can't finish. Shot short, but he is hacked. He's got two. Bodecker's got a good nose for this game. A lot of savvy. He's just not quite strong enough, Chuck, to finish off around the rim in this game tonight.
Well, he's a 6'4 sophomore. They need to get him in the weight room.
Yep.
He's got definitely got some potential.
51-36 Sydney. Devin Rogers right in front of us. He'll check back in. Free throw. Bodecker. Good. 51-37 Sydney. 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Coming off the floor for the Yellow Jackets, Rontez Roberts, he's spent. 4 fouls for him. Devin Rogers in, along with Hines, Andre Gordon, Bowser. Foul shot, Bodecker, back iron, top of the backboard. Rebound juggled, loose ball. Who's got it?
Wow.
Fairborn chased it down. Good call, though, by the referee on the far side. Easterling, like he was on a slab of ice, got the ball but slid about 6 or 7 feet.
That was outstanding hustle by Easterling.
Sure was. That would have been a good move in curling.
I didn't see anybody with brooms out there.
Well, they're mopping up the wet spot.
That's what they've been doing the whole evening. The game would be over if it wasn't for all the mopping going
on. With towels, though, not brooms.
Yeah.
7:07 to go, fourth quarter, 51-37. Sydney leads by 14. As I was saying, it's Hines, Andre Gordon, Bowser, Devin Rogers, Chase Conrad on the court now for Sydney. Chase Conrad, 6 foot sophomore, seen a lot of action. This is a very young Sydney team. Short on experience, short on size, but extremely athletic. And the Yellow Jackets have excelled tonight. 51.7 minutes left. Andre Gordon's got the ball right corner, goes to Rogers at the mid-post. He's double-teamed, puts it on the deck, splits him. Near side pass Conrad. He knifes his way into the lane and scores! A little teardrop right in front by Jace Conrad. What a move. 53-37, Sydney by 16. Biggest lead of the night for the Yellow Jackets. Splendid game for Jace Conrad off the bench.
Bodecker's got it 20 feet away. On a weave to Lilly. Look at Bowser guard Lilly. Boy, he is stuck to him like Elmer's glue. Baseline left. 7-foot fadeaway. Bodecker left it short. Rebound Rogers. He dribbles up the floor. Real athletic-like. Deals to Hines. Out near the timeline to Bowser. Sidney sets it up. Yellow Jackets have got him in trouble. Sidney's into 1-1. 6 minutes to go in the game. Sidney's ahead by 16. Bowser goes baseline below the rim. Tries to make a wraparound pass to Gordon in the other corner. Deflected by Fairborn. And it hits a cable below and behind the basket. Out of bounds to Sidney. Ball thrown in from beneath the iron by Bowser. It sends Andre Gordon into backcourt to trace it down. Andre with the left-hand dribble. Right side pass to Hines, broken up by Lilly. And the ball hops up into the Fairborn student section. 5:56 to go in the game. Sidney 53, Fairborn 37. Fairborn opened the game with a 9-0 start. But Sidney has clearly outplayed Fairborn in every respect since. I'm not sure, Chuck, when the last time Fairborn got it below 10. It's been to a 10-point deficit once or twice.
Yeah, I don't think they got it below 10 in the second half, right? Because it was 9 at the half, and right. After that.
Yeah, Sidney pushed it to 11 right away. Early on third quarter, it hadn't been below 10 since the very start of the third period. Here's Sidney whirling and twirling in the lane. Alec Gordon's got it. Slapped away by Fairborn. Alec reaches in to get it back and fouls. And we'll shoot the 1-1 at the other end. That may be the only way Fairborn, Chuck, can get back in this game is record points with the clock stop. Of course, you got that three-pointer, and Fairborn's got some young men who can drop them in from outside.
They can shoot the three-pointer. The problem is, can they stop Sidney enough times to get back in the game?
Well, what a difference in Sidney's perimeter defense since early going. Lilly and Easterling have been hounded very tightly on the arc since the middle of the first quarter. Here's Hines, far side of the floor for Sidney after Fairborn blew the front end of the 1-1, and head coach John Willoughby gets a good full timeout with 5.5 to go, and Sidney up 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, we'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected with their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. Thank you very much, Chris North, Veteran Services Officer for the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Well, Sidney throws it away after the timeout, and Fairborn's got the ball to her right. Just over 5 to play. Fairborn trails by 16. Lilly on the bounce, picked up by Alec Gordon. Handoff goes to Monroe. Back to Lilly, coming out to catch is Inman. Rogers on him. Inman, set shot, 24-footer, bullseye! That's the three-point shooting from Fairborn. Inman at 6'4", stepped way out. Rogers was within about 5 feet of him, not close enough. 53-40, Sidney by 13. Driving down the lane, Rogers. He bolts to the basket, split a couple defenders, missed it, but stuck it in. Nice play by Devin Rogers. Triple try, quickly, Fairborn, right corner. It's swirled in and out. Redmond couldn't get it to go. Sidney with the rebound, up 15. 4.5 to play. Andre Gordon, left corner to Hines. Back to Andre. Andre on the arc. Swivels to center circle. Picked up out there by Redmond. Andre motions for Alec to come out and catch. Alec with his back to the basket. Guarded closely by Person. Right side pass. Andre Gordon double teamed. Slings on top to Hines. Hines retreats. One and one now for both teams. Seven fouls each way. Sydney is chewing up time off the clock at this point. Andre Gordon, herky-jerky move, enters the lane. A good dish to Rogers. And Fairborn is beaten on the inside, has to foul. One and one for Rogers. Andre Gordon, Chuck, very clever. He can slice into that paint, attract two, three defenders, and with good awareness, fine peripheral vision, he'll feed that ball off to Devin Rogers or brother Alec. And Sydney, so dangerous on the inside when Andre Gordon probes the paint. Devin Rogers swishes the front end of the one and one, and he earns the bonus. 56-40. Sydney back up 16. 3:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Second shot coming here. The official bounces it right back to Devin. Wipes the hands on the sides of the trunks. Takes five, six, seven dribbles. Eyes the goal. Shot in the air. Rolling in there for Devin Rogers. Sydney's lead, 57-40. Here's Fairborn down quickly. Ball dealt to Redmond from Lilly. Redmond enters the lane. Running one-hander. Hit the flange. No good. Rebound Sydney. And Fairborn is in deep hot water right now. 3:38 to go in the game. Here's Gordon, midcourt, hop, step, and a jump around the defender. Good pressure applied by Kermit Redmond, who caused the travel. Another good refereeing decision. I tell you what, Chuck, I don't think I've disagreed with one call all night. They've been splendid.
They've done a nice job.
Three and a half to go in the game. Fairborn needs threes. Here's Lilly outside the arc. He's got a little room. Has an avenue down the lane. One-hander banked it in. Lilly for two for Fairborn. And head coach Nathan Shivington gets a timeout. The Miami East grad takes a TO right here. Under three and a half to go in the fourth. Sydney still up 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Rushi leads Jackson Center 19-17. Start of the third quarter, Brady Wilbermuth with 14 of Jackson Center 17 at that point in the game. 19-17 lead Rushi, start of the third. Here, 57-42, Sydney by 15 over Fairborn. 3 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the game. Here's Sydney, forecourt left. It's Hines. And we've got a slapdown foul committed by Fairborn as Hines was sandwiched, and he's at the stripe, 1-1, 19 foul on Fairborn. Hereafter, Sydney shoots two every journey to the charity stripe. Hines pumps it up, missed it hard, he knew it. He hustled in, got the rebound, tried to save it, it rolls out of bounds to Fairborn.
I'm going to go out on a limb, and it doesn't matter, but that was a violation. He was about three steps down the lane before the ball got to the rim.
I would agree that may very well have been the first call missed by the officials all night long right there. Yeah, Hines knew he threw it up there strong.
He took off when the ball was in the air.
Yeah, he was about, 8 feet from the basket when it finally did hit the back iron. We're near the three-minute mark. Lilly to midcourt for Fairborn, which trails Sydney 57-42. 25 feet away, it is Kermit Redmond. Pass intercepted. Here's Bowser on the theft. All the way down to the rim. Misses, no good. It rolled off. Foul, Fairborn.
the officials meet in conference. Sydney had tipped it in, but I don't think that's going to count. It's a two-shot foul in the act of shooting.
But boy, was Roberts up in the air on that one.
Chuck, the word we had heard coming into this game tonight was that Fairborn was on a roll, 7-6, having won four in a row. In Nathan Shivington's 9 years here, this is perhaps his best team, his best collection of talent that plays together so well. Pretty athletic team, too. One of his top two or three most athletic clubs. But Sydney is so much more athletic than Fairborn, as witnessed here tonight. Free throw by Bowser. Good. 10th team foul in Fairborn. 58-42 Sydney.
Well, I'm excited to see next week. I want to see them play Trotwood and see what the athleticism from both sides are going to be.
Second shot hard by Bowser. Yep, we could very well cover that game. More than likely will. It's either Anna at Rushi next Friday night or Trotwood at Sydney here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget now tomorrow, we've got a pair of games for you. We travel to Ottoville and cover the number one Minster Lady Wildcats against number eight Ottoville. The Big Green are at home against Minster. 2:10 webcast time. Tip at 2:30 tomorrow night. Rushi boys at Minster. 7:10 webcast time. 7:30 tip. Action is frenetic at the moment. Steele, Fairborn, swipe back by Sydney. Here's Conrad into the corner. Deals to Bowser. Bowser goes to the center line on the throw. Nearly over and back. Sydney saves. Intercepted Fairborn. 2.5 to go. Sydney still up 16. Here is Easterling. Deep right corner. Three ball by Fairborn. Good! Wow. Highest shot of the night, but Brockton Batty of Fairborn way up in the rafters. It finally came down, but Sydney hustles down the floor, beats the Fairborn press. Who got the bucket, Chuck?
Bowser.
Bowser on the other end. Good work by Sydney. A near steal at midcourt by Conrad of Sydney, taken back by Fairborn. Then a hacking foul committed by Sydney's Rotez Roberts with 2:01 to go, and Sydney up 15, 60-45.
That's Rotez's fifth, so he's going to sit, but the game has already been decided.
2:01 left. Sydney on top of Fairborn by 15. Sydney Yellow Jackets, Chuck, had a late wake-up call 90 seconds into the game. It took three threes from Fairborn at the start and a timeout from John Willoughby, and Sydney has dominated ever since.
Well, they weren't going to let another Wapakoneta happen to them, I'm sure.
That's a very good point. Sydney's last two games resulting in losses. Sydney got off to a very poor start at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena in the flying to the hoop event. Wound up losing that game to Fairmont, which won comfortably. Sydney played Centerville much, much better this past week, but dropped an overtime tilt to Centerville on Tuesday. Centerville made a buzzer beater. Centerville was raining threes in that game, but Sydney has played defense against the three much better tonight since the start of this game. Well, we've got an official coming to the scorer's table to signify that a technical foul has been called on someone. Fairborn was entering the ball, far side of the floor. Sydney knocked it out of bounds.
Both teams.
Tempers flared momentarily. Technicals each way, Chuck?
Yep, they called it on Conrad and they called it on Easterling.
Double technical.
Jace Conrad for Sydney hit with a T, as is Brandon Easterling for Fairborn. So we will see a bevy. A free throw. Well, no.
They won't shoot free throws.
You're right. It's that NFL rule, the personal fouls.
It's the tough rule.
The personal fouls offset. Here is Fairborn inbounding. Top of the circle. Lilly goes up, comes down. Bowser gets a piece of it. Loose ball, right corner. Step back three. Fairborn. Redmond overshot it. Rebound low on the left. Lilly, no. Stick back. Missed it, but a foul by Sydney with a minute 46 to go.
I am incredibly impressed with Lilly. He's a heck of a basketball player.
His instincts are outstanding. He is athletic as well. And he'll roam anywhere on the floor. He'll go down inside. He'll shoot the three. He is a 6-foot senior. The best performer on the team for Fairborn without question. That's a quote from head coach Nathan Shivington. Before the start of this game, when I talked to him, Nathan, a Miami East grad. First free throw by Fairborn was good. Good by Lilly. Second one at every centimeter of the rim and came off. Rebound below the iron. Sydney foul Fairborn on the back. It's getting a bit chippy out there right now.
They just need to calm down. Yeah. The last thing you want to do is get thrown out of this game and you don't get to play in the next one.
And it is going to take about a half an hour, Chuck, to finish off the fourth quarter of this game. Still a minute 44 to go. And you know Fairborn is going to stretch it out as long as possible with a string of personal fouls. Devin Rogers at the stripe, double bonus, Sydney. How many points for Devin tonight? He's been very good.
He's got 9 now.
He's at his average as he tosses in the free one. A lot of smiles on the faces of the Yellow Jackets. Well deserved. Sydney has been sharp tonight. After a poor beginning in the first 90 seconds, Sydney has been the better team by far ever since that point in time. Rogers' second free throw curls out. Rebound down to Fairborn. Yanked off the rim, but Batty out ahead to Easterling. On a weave to Lilly. Looks for a screen top of the circle. Can't find one. Drives down the left side of the lane. Head fake. Shoots and scores. A bank shot, and he's fouled. Brandon Lilly got down inside the teeth of the Sydney defense. Stayed on the floor. Good ball fake by him. He drew contact and then banked it down. He's at the stripe with a shot to complete the three-point opportunity. 61-48, Sydney. A minute 32 to go. Seconds ticking away slowly here late in the fourth quarter. Free throw, Lilly, swish. 12-point game now, 61-49. The spread was as much as 17. Fairborn pressing in backcourt. He goes to Bowser timeline. Hand off to Andre Gordon. Gordon being pressured by Monroe. Gordon off to Bowser. Reverse layup deflected. Bowser got it back and he's jammed from the back. And he'll shoot two.
That's how good Andre Gordon is. He just dribbled the ball off his foot and it went right to Bowser like a pass.
Yeah. Head coach John Willoughby saying, okay, we're shooting free throws, but you know what, guys? We could have run another 20 seconds off the clock, maybe.
Calm down, yes. Calm down.
Bowser, charity stripe, Sydney, good. Oh, my goodness.
You almost said no good.
That shot was wide left and hit the back of the rim. There must be some bazooka up there, Chuck, as the ball stuck for an instant, and then kerplunk, it fell in. That one by Bowser's perfect, 63-49. Sydney up 14, minute 16 to go in the game. Lilly, forecourt right, fades and shoots the three. That was from NBA land. Missed it long. Rebound Rogers. Long lead out to Bowser. He drives. Is he going to dunk it? Is he going to lay it in? He didn't know what to do and missed it. It's out of bounds to Fairborn.
Yeah, ball just slid off his hand.
105 to go in the fourth quarter. 63-49, Sydney. So many thanks to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors tonight. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South King's Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around as Brandon Lilly drives and sinks two more for Fairborn. Heck of a game for him. How many, Chuck?
He's got 22. 20. And 16 in the second half.
He is 7 above his per game average of 15. Timeout called by Fairborn. Sydney still in front by a dozen. 63-51, 55 seconds to go. Sydney led by 9 at the half. First three or four possessions, third quarter, the lead went 11-9, 11-9. And Sydney eventually got it above 10, and it's not been below 10 since about the 6.5-minute mark of the third quarter.
Yeah, Sydney, I mean, it's been their game. They have a tendency to play a little too fast with the lead. They could
probably push it up, but that's not how they play.
Right.
And they're fun to watch. If I was a Sydney fan, I'd come to all their games to watch them play.
Well, we'll likely catch the Yellow Jackets again next Friday at home against Trotwood. And that should be an extremely fast-paced, high-octane affair at Sydney High School next Friday evening, 7:30 tip. Online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10 next Friday night, Trotwood at Sydney. Tomorrow, two games for you. Minster Girls, number one in the state in Girls Division Four, on the road at Ottoville. Approximate webcast time, 2:10 tomorrow afternoon. Then tomorrow night should be a good one. Couple of fine Division IV schools, Rushi, Minster from Minster. Sydney beats pressure. Four passes later, Bowser gets a lay-in. 65-51. Here's Lily. Oh, look at that acrobatic play. A leaner in the paint, but Lily, a teardrop from 8 feet. It danced around and fell in. Sydney beats pressure again. This time, Bowser, no doubt about it. He flushes one. Bowser on the dunk, and a technical foul is assessed against Andre Gordon, who might have been a little too ostentatious and could have been taunting a little bit there at midcourt. A little too much showmanship in the face of the Fairborn player.
I didn't see it.
After the dunk by Bowser. And the head coach, John Willoughby, wants an explanation from the official. John shakes his head and... of course, Sydney will accept it up to 14. Free throws, Lily of Fairborn. The first is good. This game's been a bit chippy here down the stretch. It's taken us a lengthy time to play the fourth quarter, that's for sure. Sydney up 13, 67-54. Lily connects on two free throws for Fairborn, and it's 67-55.
The bench said that when Sydney dunked, he turned around and pointed up at their students.
I'm not sure if that's worthy of a tee or not, Chuck.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
If you do that in the face of an opposing player, yes, very definitely. Here's Brandon Lilly for Fairborn, carving out space in the lane. Sydney makes sure it does not foul Lilly, who goes all the way to the rim and puts it through to make it 67-57. With 18.1 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hines was fouled on the inbounds pass. He's at the stripe. Fairborn has entered a new player into the game. It's Jordan Green, a 6-foot junior. 18 ticks left. Hines at the stripe. Double bonus for Sydney. Short, no good. Sydney Yellow Jackets next game is tomorrow night, Chuck, at home against Lehman Catholic. Lehman
wow.
Catholic, Lehman at Sydney tomorrow night.
Let's skip that one.
Sydney's got a midweek game against Stebbins on the road, and then Trotwood next Friday, so it's heavy schedule time for Sydney. Hines misses both free throws. Here's Lilly into the forecourt for Fairborn. He guns a 30-footer, missed it, no good. 6 seconds to go. Rogers on the rebound, down to Bowser. Dipsy doing the lane, up and under, no, but a foul Fairborn with 4.3 to go. Meanwhile, the Fairborn Skyhawks coming up have got a date with Piqua on January 24th at Piqua. And then right back here next Friday night, Fairborn entertains Greenville. Free throw by Bowser, way off to the left. Tell you what, Chuck, Sydney has swished some free throws tonight, and they've had several which were not even close, like that one. Second free throw, Bowser, good. All net, 68-57, Sydney. 3 seconds to go. Lily midcourt, stops and pops. Here's a long one, 45-footer, beat the buzzer, short, no good. It's all over. Sydney Yellow Jackets with a demonstrative win tonight. Sydney down 9-0 early in the first 90 seconds. Rallies quickly. Leads Fairborn after one, then pulls away to win it 68-57. The lead very briefly got to 17 once. It was 16 on a couple of occasions. But the Yellow Jackets turn back Fairborn here tonight. Final tally, 68-57. Again, so many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between, just out the Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. From Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, thanks to both of them on the web with us for the first time last March during the boys' high school basketball tournament. A lot of gratitude to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of specialty advertising items, too, at Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And also gratitude tonight to a new underwriting sponsor. Thanks to the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, easy for me to say. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses that they can get connected. Get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-72. That's the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, 937-498-7282. We're alerting veterans and surviving spouses. They can get connected. And next week during our webcast, during our 30-second message from the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, we'll have Chris North sharing information with you about how you can get connected. Chuck, a quick look at the scoring as Sydney beats Fairborn on the road by 11.
Well, Brandon Lilly led all scorers with 28. Then it drops all the way down with 3 young men with 6. You go to the other side of the board, Andre Gordon had 21, Bowser had 20, and Alec Gordon had 10. So there's the difference, just a lot more balance,
yeah,
in the scoring. But if I could give one, and it's probably too far for Brandon Lay to drive up to Sydney, but he would definitely get the Clancy's Player of the Game. He was terrific.
Sure.
But on the Sydney side where we are giving it, I'm giving it to Isaiah Bowser.
Yeah, balanced scoring for Fairborn all year long. Not the case tonight. Sydney's defense rose to the occasion and snuffed out everybody but Brandon Lilly, who got a lot of points very late in a meaningless effort down the stretch when the outcome was decided.
Well, he scored 22 in the second half.
Isaiah Bowser, our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Chuck, an outstanding struggle going on tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference. We've heard from Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News. Versailles was trailing Fort Recovery by 3 at the end of 3 in boys' MAC basketball tonight. 3-point lead Fort Recovery over Versailles. We knew that would be a good game, two fine teams. And Versailles boys trailing by three at the end of three. Last we heard, Rushi had a slim lead over Jackson Center early on in the third quarter in that game at Jackson Center. It was very low scoring. Chuck, I enjoyed returning to the Fairborn School District here tonight, here at Fairborn Baker Middle School. This is the home of my wife, Fairborn School District, Fairborn High School, for nearly 35 years, where she taught French. Still hears from former French students. I went to France a few times with her. We enjoyed it. We took students. Karen, by far the most outstanding French teacher Fairborn High School ever had. She was phenomenal, and during the 9.5 months of the school year, she put in about 10 or 11 months worth of work,
I'm sure. the good teachers do.
Indeed. Well, I like Sydney tonight, Chuck. Good rebound after two losses to Fairmont and Centerville.
Well, I mean, they're a good basketball team. They got some weaknesses. They lost, from what I understand, they lost the Centerville game at the free throw line.
Yep, yep.
They were only 8 of 21 tonight shooting free throws. And I could bite them later on, but right now, there isn't anybody who's going to look at that at the tournament draw and say, let's jump on Sydney.
Tell you what, Chuck, Andre Gordon, so special. Yeah, you've got to respect him. His outside jump shot is terrific, especially if he can get a step inside the arc. That shortens down his distance, and he's got more accuracy from 17, 18 feet than 21. But you've got to honor him, and he'll put it on the deck, and he'll beat not two players, but maybe three, perhaps the entire defense. He'll whip them. Then if he gets covered up in the lane, he'll dish off, find the open man.
Yeah, the guys inside are lucky to play with him because he makes them better.
Chuck, I've been reminded by my family via text. Of course, my daughter and son both went to Fairborn, Bethany and Tim, and I neglected to mention them, outstanding students.
Did they take French?
They sure did.
All right.
And you know what? I think they aced it.
Well, I'm sure if they didn't, they would have been hell to pay at home.
My son and daughter, Tim and Bethany, also Fairborn High School graduates. My wife taught here for nearly 35 years, a phenomenal French teacher, and put in long, long hours, and it was worth it. She still hears from former students today. Great win for Sydney here tonight. Chuck enjoyed it. Good trip to Fairborn, one of those unique gymnasiums, double-decker on both sides. We were at floor level, no ladders to climb.
That's nice.
A good environment, noisy, and we had a good perch right here on the hardwood. And the Shelby County team takes back a victory to Sydney.
Yep. They're a good basketball team. They're going to win some more.
Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fairborn. Until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10 from Ottoville. Final score this evening, Sydney 68, Fairborn 57.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off-balance Sherman, banks it right in front, got it to go. Good play by Sherman, he went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Ray-Ann Fry, dribble drive, running one-hander, banked it in, nicely done by Ray-Ann Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work, driving down the left side of the lane, dipsy do maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow, a terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26 is a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that.
They do not want to run with them.
Rebound Gordon. Oh, no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Turned back out on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up.
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it at the buzzer. Wow, what a shot. Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scoresbroadcast.com.